deliver it maybe on Shabbos or be in the process of delivering on Shabbos. So he's doing an action for you. So we saw the Mechaber says it's not a problem. As long as you set a price, at random, we'll say like 45 cents. And I think a few years from now, this is going to be on the internet. Let's say 45 cents for a stamp. Now it's $500, that's number one. And also, you don't tell them to go on Shabbos. You don't specifically tell them to go on Shabbos. So we discussed that application as far as Federal Express. Again, you send Federal Express on Friday. And so you set a price. But you're telling them to deliver on Shabbos. Right? Besides the fact about signing for it, so you sign a release, they don't have to sign it for Shabbos. Okay, leave that. But again, they are taking it for you on Shabbos. Now, again, we're going to discuss this a little more. We're going to see some modern shuvas about that. But let's just go a little further. Gimel. Im sachar liyamim. I'm sorry. Resh Mem Zayin, page 22. We're up to Gimel. Page 22, end of the first line. Resh Mem Zayin Gimel. So the Mechaber says as follows. Im sachar liyamim davar katzu b'chol yom b'ali chasov chazar aso. If you hired the person, in this case, non-Jew, for a number of days, in other words, it's not just for one letter, and you set a price for each day for his round trip. In other words, I'll pay you, again, not 45 cents per letter, but in other words, I'm hiring you, I'll pay you $1 a day, and you'll be my courier. So, and again, he's going to go back and forth, he's going to make deliveries for you. But you don't tell him when he has to go or when he has to come back. Imhu be'er Shabbos, asur. So if you give him something on Erev Shabbos, so then it's asur. Why? Because when he's going on Shabbos, he's leaving your house on Erev Shabbos, and he's taking the package or whatever it is on Erev Shabbos, so then it looks like you sent him on Shabbos. In other words, because obviously he's not going to be able to complete the task by before Shabbos. So therefore, by sending him on Erev Shabbos, in other words, this is really like the Federal Express case. By going to Federal Express on Olympic and Lapeer, let's say, or whatever, any Kinko's or whatever, and tell him on Friday, here, you know, take this. I'm going to pay you $20 or whatever it's up to now, $30, to take this pack. It's a one-day service. So therefore, even though I didn't tell them to take it on Shabbos, but that's what it is, right? That's what they're going to do. I know that. I know they're going to take it on Shabbos, and they're going to deliver it on Shabbos. So therefore, in fact, the Mechaber's case is better. I'm telling them for a number of days. The Mishnah Berurah points out that if, though, I gave him the letter or the whatever it is on Thursday, that would be okay. That would be okay because I'm not telling him the case that we're talking about today is I didn't tell him to specifically go on Shabbos. So the problem is, maybe I didn't tell him, but it's implicit that he's going on Shabbos. So if I give him on Thursday, it's not implicit. I didn't tell him. Thursday, he could go on Thursday. Again, it would be a similar idea of Federal Express. So let's say I give it to Federal Express and I on Thursday. I can deliver on Thursday. Let's say it ends up deliver on Shabbos. so what? I set a price. Here also, I have a price for him to go round trip. And I didn't tell him when to leave or when. But again, if I give him to him on Friday, late or even any time on Friday, it's like I'm telling him, go on Shabbos. But if I get, like I said, the Mishnah says if you tell him on Thursday, you give him the letter, the package, whatever you want to call it, on Thursday, so then there's no implication. Dalit. Ima'eno Yehudi molech haksav b'chinam. Let's say the goy is going to take the letter for free. Now again, we're thinking about mail. But again, I think either there's no mail service or private couriers like we have today. So Right, those guys downtown with the bicycles going all over the place, or in Century City. Right, you see them all over. Oh, those guys deliver. Those are for restaurants. Well, whatever. But they have couriers also. In Manhattan, they have them all over the place, right? From one building to another. So you have private couriers, they have bicycles, and they're flying all over the place. So so Juan comes up to me and he says, no, I'll do you a favor. I'm going to New York anyways. I'll take the letter. So I feel nuts no lobe Erev Shabbos. Even if I gave it to him on Erev Shabbos, which, for example, in the last halacha where I'm paying him, he says, no good. But in this case, since he's doing it for free, gratis, yeah, the Mishnah Berurah points out that the Jews not forcing, you know, like there's no, you know, you want to buy from me a while, you know, there's no type of deal that the Jew, like, is his boss or something like that. There's some type of coercion, right, for him to take it. He's doing it totally free, just to do a favor, totally. So now, so I could give it to him even on Friday. Why? Again, apply the concept. Is he doing it for me? Yeah, he's doing it for me, but he's doing it as a favor. He's doing it on his own accord. He wants to do me a favor. Maybe he's going to ask me for a favor later. You know, maybe he wants a job, you know, like, whatever. But this act itself is totally free. So it's since he's doing it totally free, so you say, yeah, but one of the criteria for mail is that I set a price. I didn't set a price. He's doing it for free. So Machab is saying, no. Since he's doing it to gain favor in my eyes, and he's anticipating, you know, I scratch his back, he'll scratch my back. So that's considered like we set a price. He's doing it for free, but we all know, most people, except for Jews, right? We do a chesed for not a kabbal skar or a mitzvah also. But so therefore, even though you didn't set a price, he's doing it for free. There's a psychology that he's really doing it for free to be a nice guy, but we know that he's expecting something in return. So that in return is considered a price. The Rama says, v'yesh kolkim. Rama says some disagree with Sfirlahu, and they hold the chol she'osa b'chinam asur. The second opinion says no. If he's doing it for free, it's asur. V'tov l'hachmir, and the Rama says it's best to be machmir, that if he's doing it for free, don't do it. The Mishnah Berurah says that you say to him, here, take a dime. Thank you. Here, take a dime, or 45 cents. You know, I'd have to spend on the stamp, so here, take, you know, something. Avu makam she'enu Yehudi maskel ima Yisrael lomar she'ela chol b'chinam v'adai dato ala tova she'kabu memenu shari. But let's say the Rama says that if it's a case that the goy started up, in other words, we have no, he comes up to me and he says, you know, totally, in other words, he doesn't even expect to get anything back from me. Does it totally on his own. So then the Rama says, that would be okay. That would be okay. So, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow, we're going to have to get into this a little more. In other words, what's this machlokus? What's the idea here? Where would it be also? What exactly are we defining the mindset has to be of the non-Jew when he's taking it? That, oh, is he doing it? Is that considered payment? Is he expecting payment? Why should it be also if he's doing it for free? I go, well, where are the sores there? Yes, Mr. Sorsi. So many.
If I there is the ground, federal source ground, which is several days, Erev Shabbos, is that allowed or is that?
Right.